This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here and it's Monday. So, yeah, we're going to make it great. And as part of that, we give you a chance to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better. We call it What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. 877-975-9825. And Greg, we talked about this earlier. Mm-hmm. Save it for bugging.
Well, and so many times it is about driving because people just don't know how to drive. So I'm going to go to the gym yesterday. I go to GHF. And for people who know the that area, you've got the 8th Street cut through, I guess, between 43rd and Newberry. And that's how you can be going west on 8th. And you're going to make a left turn either into the first entrance, which takes you to one part of the parking lot, or the second one does not have a left turn lane. It's Sunday afternoon. Traffic's not too bad. I'm going to make the left turn. Far before I get there, turn on my left blinker because, again, anybody behind me is going to want to scoot over because I don't have a turn lane.
Right.
Sitting there waiting for cars to come by, and I'm watching people behind me. They hit their signal. They turn to the right lane. They go around me. No big deal. I'm waiting for one more car to come past me, coming at me, and then I'm going to turn. But I'm watching a car that wasn't even on the street from the previous intersection. We're talking about a block and a half or two. Mm-hmm. Wasn't even there when I stopped to turn. And he is flying. I'm looking at him going, am I going to get hit or am I going to have to bail in front of this car? What am I going to do? Because he is not slowing down. Some young guy in his little Honda Civic. All of a sudden, I see him just on the brakes, and then he honks at me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've been sitting here for like 15 seconds, dude.
Totally legal. And, got your turn signal
on.
And
you weren't even on this block of traffic. So you, how did you miss me? But now he did have a drink of something in one hand and kind of driving with the other, and he knows probably had a phone in there. But it's like, you are the one who's missing a Jeep in front of you. That's been there sitting with lights on and a turn signal on, and you're going to honk at me because you couldn't change lanes?
It's like both their brain and their vision,
yes,
is limited to only a certain amount of feet ahead of them. They don't see distance. They don't see traffic conditions changing.
Yes.
They don't see red lights or green lights up ahead. They're oblivious to all that. It's what's in their world right in front of them, and you weren't even... You didn't matter to him until you were right in front of him.
That's kind of when he saw me.
Yeah.
But I noticed this a lot of times, too, with younger drivers, and it stuck with me because I remember my dad telling me this when I was learning to drive. Look farther ahead.
Yeah.
Watch farther ahead. And you and I, we're very tactical in that we're watching side streets.
Yeah.
We're looking in our mirrors. But, man, some of these people that are on the road, how could he not see me until he was basically on me?
You know? Oh, you see it all the time. People will follow the trail of the taillights or whatever, and whatever the driver ahead of them does, basically, sheep. They mimic that.
They're like sheep. But and, there was really, at that point, there was nobody in front of him because everybody else had gone around me. He had plenty of space.
Right. Space and time.
Yep.
And
didn't take it.
Yep.
And then honks at me like I did something wrong. That's the irritating part. I'm like, what? Come on, you punk kid. What's up with you?
Yeah. Let's see if I remember how to do this.
Yeah. Plus, we got a new phone system like a day before you left. So
yeah.
Push the number button.
Well, I'll give the phone number first one more time.
There
877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. And let's go to line one. Hey, Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, welcome back, Bob. I hope you're able to visit Faneuil Hall in Boston, also known as Quincy Market. I'm not sure if you went to Boston. But what's bugging me is, as much as I respect, as Greg refers to him, Bulldog Blaze Angolia, I wish he could operate a little faster on the property taxes. I got my estimate bill, and it's distinctly higher than last year, and I'm just like, I still get nothing for my property taxes. I don't want it to drift into 2026, and then it becomes this whole long debate and stuff. I want action soon.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
You got to remember, no one person can fix that for you, Mark. The governor can't do it. Blaze can't do it. They're putting that out there to make that a talking point. Basically, you got to remember where a lot of your property taxes go and who assigns those. It's local. It's not necessarily in Tallahassee. They see it as an issue. They want to fix it, but you can't put it in their lap because they can't do that. They can't make it just go away because there still has to be a plan for even the local venues. They got to pay for your fire and your police and the roads and the stuff that is local. So it doesn't work quite that way, but it's a great wish list.
Yeah, they've got to find a way to fund it. And to me, the sales tax thing was pretty easy, no brainer. But
yeah,
there's a problem there somewhere. I don't know. But I'll tell you what bugs me.
What's that?
You know, when you call somebody and they're supposedly a business person.
Uh-huh.
And I get it, man. If you're a one-man show, man, my heart goes out to you. You are trying to be a businessman, and you're the serviceman, and you're the tech, and you're the owner,
yes.
And you're the payroll guy, and you're all that. I feel for that. But to not return calls.
Ugh.
Yeah, like this one guy who was referred, he goes, I don't know the guy personally. I've heard good things. Give this guy a call, see what's what. And I did, and I left a detailed message, like not too much, mm-hmm. but enough to give the guy a heads up on exactly what the
issue
was.
But you're a legit call.
I called.
Yeah.
And yeah, all they want is a return call at your convenience. I get it. Mm-hmm. You're working. Never got it back. Just never.
Yeah.
Never. Got a call back. It's so, and
it
if that was the one, thing, but it's happened a lot. And I can tell you, honestly, if I'm being honest,
mm-hmm.
I moved here 23 years ago. Never experienced that kind of no callback previously when I lived in Orlando,
wow.
or Tampa Bay,
huh.
or even in smaller towns like I did for some reason in the Gainesville area. And
well, last summer, Jen and I were doing our little walk through our neighborhood. There's a guy doing work on a neighbor's house. We stopped, talked to him, told him where we lived, got his card. I find out he's in a local business group with somebody that worked here.
What?
I've left messages. I see him on Facebook. We probably have mutual friends. I liked the guy. I liked his work. Never got back to me. I'm like, this is the guy I would really like to hire, I thought. But it's like, I don't know what it takes. But it is frustrating, and it did bug us.
Yeah. Well, I feel a little better anyway. I got to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for your participation. Hey, coming up, Trump reacts to the raid that took place at the Hyundai plant as South Korea makes plans to get workers back. We'll explain all of that coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We're live and local. We're News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.